Terry Donovan with The Breaker by Kit Denton.
The Brumby stood, shifting uneasily, puffing little clouds of dust as he stamped a forefoot. The noise went up a little as Harry walked out and studied the horse for a moment. He was talking to it, low so no one could hear. But Paddy has seen him do it before and watched his lips moving as his hand went out to the trailing head rope, taking it loose and gentle. Paddy had always got pleasure from seeing Harry mount a horse. There seemed to be none of that foot to the stirrup and a pause and a heavy lifting. It was a quick and smooth flow from the ground to the horse's back, just like this time. The Brumby lifting his head up and to the side in surprise, and a snap of laughter from the crowd. The Brumby tried. Until that day, he'd never had anyone on his back. And on that day, he'd quickly got used to the tentative way bearing down on him, and the savaging pulls at his nose, and the sting of whips across his eyes and muzzle. He knew he could get rid of those things if he fought, and he'd done it. But not now, not with this weight, which didn't hit him and didn't kick him, just stayed there. He tried going down and rolling, but the weight came off while he kicked and squealed in the dust, then came straight back again when he got back to his feet. And suddenly he realized he wasn't going to get rid of it, and he was tired, and the air was cold as he sucked hard into his chest, and the weight wasn't hurting him. Harry knew it. Up on the horse's back, he could feel the sudden submission, and he kneed the sweaty barrel and urged the horse forward into a canter round the dusty yard, hearing for the first time the shouts of applause and the whistles, and a voice rising high and shrill. "Jesus, he's broke him! Good on ya, Breaker!" Paddy, silent with joy, gave Henry 5 guineas for his help and sewed 70 more into his belly band, keeping 15 out for supplies and drinks. Not that they had to buy much that night. Everyone wanted to shout a grog for Harry Morant. Breaker Morant, that's what they were calling him.